Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
All right. We've been blessed one more time to come before you at an awesome show today at 1 o'clock at Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. Tonight is the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show that has no filters. There's no filters. We're going to say and we want you to share whatever you can about our title today, which is Relationship and Marriage on Life Support. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. Truly is important that you connect with me so we can chat. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. Then you have an opportunity to just say what you need to say in regards to our title, Relationships and Marriage on Life Support. You also can check us out on the web link, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio, as well as tweet the show. You can tweet the show at SmithWave Production, at Dr. Lowe Show with the number one. On Instagram, we have 2 devices working today, and we're really excited about having both of them up and running. You can check us out on President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, along with Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And those are brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity in Greenville, Alabama. We partner with them using their Instagram to get the word out. But we want you to be interactive. I see some people trying to get caught up so they can be a part of this. You also have an opportunity to email the show. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com, as well as Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. We want you to also take advantage of where our shows are being aired on. We're being aired on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, and Instagram. You can go check the shows out and see, because what we do, we have playback, a replay, an on-demand episode. We also want you to know that WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners in 36 countries, with the addition of 3 countries just recently. As this weekend, we have listeners also to make up the 36, which was 33 before, now it's 36, Australia, Greece, and Pakistan. We also want you to play a part by registering with our WBSW Radio giveaways by sending us your name along with a means of transaction, which is in the 4 we're using: Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle, to Lorenzo D. Smith 15@gmail.com. We're giveaway. Now, these are the things that we're giving away. We're giving away, and just this past year, coming into this year, we're giving away 11 trips. We pay for the hotel stay. You'll take care of your travels there. And the last trip we was fortunate, which was our major trip, we want to congratulate Miss Peggy Grant for winning the WBSW Radio giveaway, 6-day, 5-night hotel stay. We paid for the hotel at a retail value of $1,274 in Cancun, Mexico. So we're giving away those trips. And before that, we gave away, right before in Thanksgiving, we gave away a 3-night, 4-day trip to Las Vegas. And we took care of that hotel cost on it, was right at $850. So we're giving back. And it's because of our sponsors. We have some awesome sponsors. We give a shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. They're one of our sponsors. Give a shout out to TriStat LLC, a consulting firm who's there to provide leadership training, managers of training, putting grants into place, making sure they're the force to help our government agencies are successful to receive the millions and billions of dollars that's out there. We give a shout out to TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott, and you can make contact with him. That's 334-320-5438, along with LNA Lawn Service, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, you can call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. We also want to give a shout out to our team members. Our team members donate. Not only do we give away trips, we give away gift cards. We give away gas vouchers, food vouchers, along with a love offering. If you send your Cash App or your means of transaction to us, we will make sure we send you something that might meet whatever you need that day. Everybody say, I have everything, but I know we all have had challenges in the last year or so, and getting something from us in a love offering may be able to pay for lunch that day for you. May help you out to get gas in your car. All you need is stop by the store and pick up something. But send us your Cash App or PayPal or Zelle or Venmo to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. That's LorenzaD as in David, SMITH, 15@gmail.com. So we truly, truly want to share with you. We are an interactive radio station, and you have an opportunity to communicate through the internet aspects of it. If you're on Facebook, we'd like for you to type in your comments about the title as well as the topics we're discussing. If you're on Instagram, the same thing applies. Type in your comments. Our title today is Relationship and Marriage on Life Support. I want you to think about it. Give them a shout out, and I'm going to say, Harrell, is it Henry Harrell A. Pryor? Thank you for joining us. I can remember seeing your flash cross. You're part of the Divine Nine. We give a shout out to the organizations or to the age you may be in. Thank you for joining us, being the first one on tonight. But send us your truly send us your name along with a means of transaction so we can put you in the raffle. So we can make sure, because the next raffle is coming up February. We have several things we're going to do by the end of the month. Valentine is coming up, so we want to make sure we do that. We also take time to purchase tickets to concerts for individuals. We want to give back, because God has blessed us to be able to do this for 6 years, and we're excited about having that opportunity. We also want you to keep in mind that when you send it in, you, even if you win, your name go back in the pot, and you can win as many times as available. We're not going to be where we're going to stop because you won one time. We want you to be able to win as many times as possible through our raffle. Let's talk about relationship and marriage on Life Support. See, one of the biggest things we got to understand, our ultimate thoughts was we're going to date to marry, married to date. So marriage is a relationship. When you're dating, you in a relationship. One of the key components of being married or willing to get married is commitment. So I believe, just looking at the title, relationship and marriage is life support, meaning that it's not enough commitment. And I truly think some of the biggest things people have going on with commitment, they don't understand what level of commitment you're talking about being in a marriage or a committed relationship. It takes you going well beyond the point of just we're just in those stages. We went through each one of the tiers, which is associate. That's just you, some acquaintance. You're trying to get to know them. Friendship, you develop a little friendship for them. Romantic ship, we move on to partnership. You move on to marriage. So you have to make sure you decide. See, we cannot confuse romantic relationship to being marriage. Some people are doing that. Let's not do that because we want to be real. So this creates the fear that people are experiencing. See, we want to discuss why people are scared of relationship and marriage. One of the things, and I'm going to say one is commitment, but look at the C's. Take all the C's associated with relationship. That's the fear. Are you willing to be committed? Are you willing to communicate effectively? Are you willing to be consistent? Are you willing truly to connect with that person? Are you willing to compromise? Those things are so important. See, for the success of a relationship as well as a marriage. Let me give a shout out to Dr. Edwards, Ashley Edwards. Dr. Edwards, thank you for joining us earlier and coming back right now. And hopefully something was shared earlier with you. And I want you to be able to communicate. And Dr. Edwards already in the comment. I thank you to do that, Dr. Edwards, there, because they want more than one. See, one of the biggest problems is, and I'm going to address that tonight, Dr. Edwards, and I'm glad you brought that up. Don't let me forget it now. I want to give a shout out to Joy underscore Lala joining us as well. When we talk about people truly, truly being scared of relationship and marriage, is scared of the seas, because it is a challenge for someone who is not able to focus in one place. Dr. Edwards said because they want more than one. See, that means that when they come into the relationship with you, you have to be to the point that you have to let them know, if we're going to be in this relationship, my ultimate goal in this relationship is to be married. And if it scares them all, that's good. You don't have to worry about them having more than one, because you already set the boundaries and the perimeter of how you're going to deal with it. I'm looking to be married. And I'm in this relationship looking to get married. That will solve a lot of the problems about they want more than one, because you're letting them know you're not going to tolerate nothing but one. And I know everybody said, well, that ain't the way the world is. It is the way the world. See, the problem is we don't want to be straightforward with everybody. Give a shout out to Gwen J. Smith. Thank you so much. As I'm looking down and I see an organization, I want to call the Raw Mother, look like Baker Five Basis Sword Incorporated. Give you a shout out for being. But once you set your perimeter, what you're going to accept and not accept, you're not going to go to that point, because they already know from the beginning, from the start, this is what you're looking for. You know, it's amazing. I had a counseling session today, and I was in the counseling session, and one of the things what a counselor asked me was asking about in your marriage, you're newly married and everything. Did you bring in the baggage from the previous relationship? And I said, when I started thinking about it, I answered it quickly. I said that no, because the hangups that I had, I tried to address them through my counseling, my one-on-one counseling. See, we need therapy, we need counseling. See, that's the problem in our community. We're afraid to get counseling and therapy for what's going on with us. So whatever I had going on with that previous relationship, I was able to address it with a counselor. And I still see my counselor, and this after 7 years. See, everybody always talk about twice a month. People say, well, you don't need to. But see, I want to be the best version of myself. I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm doing it for myself. And you don't put a time limit on where you need to go. Shout out to Dr. Edwards, and she stated on here, I told that, and I'm too straightforward. But your life and your time and your energy is important. Why can't you be straightforward? Why do you have to play the game that you know that that person want to play? I'm talking to everybody who's joining us. You know, you got to be straightforward. I want to be in a relationship, but if we're going to get in a relationship, the ultimate goal here is for us to get married. I want to be married. See, that's what we got to speak up. And if you're straightforward, they're going to hightail and get the heck out of there. They're not going to stay around. Shout out to Minister Denise Tetney, truly a special person out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. She's doing some awesome things out there. And I'm so glad that the connection was made. And she introduced with me two awesome co-hosts that can join me from time to time. And that's Pastor, I call him Dr. Eddie Pratt out of Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, that joins us on this show on Tuesday. But I know his business has really picked up since after the pandemic. He's a relationship strategist. And he works with individuals, couples, and everything. So I give a shout out to Brother Dr. Pratt. And also a shout out to the lady that put her boots on the ground, Minister Denise, introduced me to her. That's Tina Robinson. She's Berkeley, California. She's a co-host on the show as well. And she's in the ward, going forth, helping prepare people through her ministry, owning my own truth, behavior development. That's what it's all about. Thank you so much, Denise, for what all you took time. And when I saw you on Facebook with that blonde look, looks good on you. Consistency is this, I'm going to say, it's this Ebony Payton. Thank you so much for joining us as well. And consistency is part of the seed that I shared earlier. It is so important. And Minister Stephanie said, oh, I let it be known. See, you got to let it be known. Thank you, Minister Nee. She's been with us a while, so she kind of knows you have to be straightforward. And as like I said, I was telling my counselor, the problem, that relationship didn't go for, that happened 3 or 4 years ago, was that the individual said that they didn't want to be married. And I told them, I want to be married. So we was not gelling. And I just didn't stay around just to be around. I made a decision. We both made a decision to move on. And God would bless her as well as what she's looking for, and God blessed me for what I was looking for. So you got to be straightforward. See, you can't allow fear to control your relationship or your marriage. See, that's one of the biggest things that individuals run into when you're talking about being on life support. See, the fear that you have because of what happened in the past, because you hadn't quite healed yet, will jeopardize what you do in the future. So our first question statement was, discuss why people are scared of relationship and marriage. Talk about being on life support now. See, one of the situations why people are scared of relationships, I'm going to use relationship first, because of the traumatic past relationship that they encounter. This developed fear. See, I always said, and it's shared on the show when my co-hosts come in, that those experiences you had in those relationships, if they was bad experience, that's a skill you develop. Once you learn that skill from that, and it becomes sometimes survival, if you don't take time to heal, you bring it into the next relationship, so you're fearful. You're fearful of being vulnerable. You're fearful of being hurt. So you're really, really scared. You know, I have a thing that I share with people from time to time. I call it FAST, the acronym. People are fearful. People have anxiety. People run into scarcity. not having a research, not using accounting, not going to deal with the fear they have, and is trust. So if you take that, that's the reason why people are afraid of relationships. Fear ain't something to play with. And it comes from your past experience that was so traumatic that you may say, I have moved on, but I still have, because see, it's a time stamp on your brain. And something will trigger that. It will trigger you where you think about it and you begin to back up. So that's why if you hadn't healed yet, don't go out there and put yourself in the dating market. You bring in all those traumatic experience with you out in the dating market. You must heal. As Pastor Dr. Pratt always says, it's never a time frame on you healing. Go through the healing process as long as it takes. So when you heal, you'll be ready to deal with that next relationship. We give a shout out to St. Louis. _409. Thank you, St. Louis. Thank you for taking time to be a part of it. So a relationship and why people are scared of a relationship because of their past traumatic experience, which developed fear. And the fear is something we all have of failing. We don't want to keep failing in our relationships. We don't want to keep failing in our marriage. Some people just give completely up. I'm not dating anymore. I'm good. But we are, as God creation, humans not made to live alone. We should have saw that in the pandemic. You saw how some people struggle to just make it during the pandemic because they were so used to being around human nature and humans. So you can't just say, I'm not going to stop doing it. I think if you would take the opportunity to seek counseling, seek therapy about the concerns about your past relationship and the fears and address your fears, you can have a very successful future. You have to address it. You can't sit there and woe is me. You can't sit there and say, I'm not going to do it. The next person going to be the same way. See, one of the things I always challenge people, and I'm not going to say a certain gender. I heard this. Young lady I was dating many years ago, she always said, all men cheat. Just, see, your sample size is not big enough to say all men cheat. You can say the men that you chose cheated on you. Another thing, all men lie. Again, the sample size that you had was just what you, maybe one or two people. Maybe it ain't always other people. Maybe it's you. So the point is, be careful as you lump all men or all women in the same category, because we all are not the same. And I want that to be heard. Let's talk about a couple other things in a relationship that makes people fearful. Being around a selfish person. That scares you to death. Because all they care is by themselves. So now we want to put a name on him. He's a narcissist. Something wrong with him. Something wrong with her. The truth of the matter is that you have those experiences that you still allow to control your life. Fear is controlling. You start putting walls up. Shout out to Lisa Lachey. Thank you, Lisa, so much for joining us. It's good to have you on. It's my first time seeing your name up there. Thank you so much for being a part of it and supporting what we're trying to do. See, you have that fear. It leads to anxiety, stress. And then you get so scared that there's scarcity and you don't know how to address the resources or find the resources to help you, because we have a stigma in our community that if you go to a counselor or a psychiatrist or go somewhere, something got to be wrong with you. No, there's something wrong with all of us. We are imperfect people that may do perfect things from time to time. Give a shout out to my favorite author, a member of the Blue and White family, of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Nicole Sharon Brown. Nicole had about 13 books, and I have several books I purchased from her that I give away in the raffle. Out of the great state, I know last I saw was the great state of Louisiana. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being supportive. Thank you so much. We also have to keep in mind in the fear come about being in a relationship is that the fear of infidelity, betrayal, heartbreak. See, all this can cause your romantic relationship not to survive. So we have to kind of make sure we keep in mind, have a vetting process that might vet out the thing that is commonly seen. Now, some of the other things that you have to vet on, you have to take a little bit more time to vet that person, male or female. You have to take some time. Don't you be out there doing the same thing. One of the worst things, I look at some of these shows that comes on, and the person on paternal court said, I got mad with him, and he was for my number one, and all of a sudden I got mad because he was out there, and I went and did it. That don't make it right. You know, revenge sex is not the answer. You can't change him. But if you fall in the same category, you both need some kind of counseling. And we got to run away from that in our community. We got to address these issues. The pandemic showed that. We got to address some issues. It showed a lot of things we didn't expect to see. But we have to live with them. So all in mind, and people fear in a relationship is commitment. See, they don't want to be committed because that requires them to do the things that's right. See, a healthy relationship is all about these traits. See, loving yourself will be a key point in a healthy relationship. You can't love someone else when you can't love yourself. The next thing is trust. Too many times I watch these shows that comes on, and the biggest thing is trust and honesty. It's the biggest on divorce court, on the situation in paternal court, and many other shows. It's because of honesty and trust. Trust is the key to having a healthy relationship. Then you got to have communication. If you have poor communication, that relationship's not going to last long. But you know that sometime from the start. You have to pick up some of the keys that when you deal with people's personalities, when you see them, when they talk a whole lot, and never let you talk. Isn't that a communication problem? They was calling for the first couple of weeks. That was their goal to get married. But when you said, well, I want to, you know, 90 days we're going to be celibate, we're not doing it. Oh, man, they gone. They ghosting. They get rid of you. They slowly do it. They don't call you back. These are the kind of things you got to recognize that there's a problem there. And you have to say, I have to move on. I need to look forward to what God have, truly have for me. So I'm not going to take that out of the equation now. Man and woman is not meant to be alone now. A dog, a cat, a parrot, or a fish cannot offset another human. If you got to work on yourself, work on yourself. If it means working on yourself to do a better job of vetting those individuals, work on yourself and make sure you can vet the possible candidate. Out of all of these individuals you encounter, we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. I want to thank each and every one of those individuals who's typing in their comments, putting in their comments. Truly, it's a blessing. I want to give a shout out to Blue_Diplomat2. Give you a shout out for being a part of it. 587 Attorney Incorporated, Blue 5, thank you, brother, for being a part of it. You got to keep that in mind. We also want you to register for our giveaways. Our next trip coming up will be to Orlando. It's going to be a 4-day, 3-night. We're going to take care of the hotel. You got to take care of your travel. That's Orlando, Florida. So you'll be in one of the luxury hotels. We'll take care with a reasonable retail value that we take care of. And all you have to do is make sure you truly, truly be prepared to get there and take care of your amenities. How you can register for our Orlando trip coming up. I need you to send me your name along with a means of transaction. And the four that we accept is Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. Send it to Lorenza D. Smith. 15@gmail.com. Again, Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. Send it to us, and we're going to make sure we get it. You can type it in while you're on the set right now. It's awesome. We'll be able to get it from you because I'm sitting here with it. Next thing I want to give us, see, this is Black History Month, and we want to make sure we recognize an individual who made a great contribution to Black history. I'm going to let you know, focusing on my own fraternity, Brothers and Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We want to give a shout out to Dr. Richard A. Williams. He was an honorary, but he's an author, professor, founder of the Association of Black Cardiologists, President Institute, named one of the 15 African-American pioneers in cardiology. A shout out to Dr. Richard Williams, cardiologist, the professor, the author, and the founder of the Association of Black Cardiologists. Thank you so much, Brother Williams, for making a difference. Causes of fear of marriage. What are some causes? Think about it. What are some causes that fear it goes about? You may be in that situation. Let me give a shout out, and I'm gonna share. I'm gonna do my best on this. Shanithia Fountain. I'm gonna make sure I give you a shout out. Thank you for taking time for being part of it. What are some fears of marriage? Why, when you come to it, as one of the Dr. Edwards said earlier, why is there you run into guys that fear of marriage? Because if you look at the data of U.S. Census, blackdemographic.com, or look at and black stats for by blacks or from blacks, only 54% of males, black males, that are single and childless. Over half of the group, 54%. So there are men out there, and they probably want to get married. But you got to understand, you have to present yourself in a manner that you want to be married to. First of all, I'm going to tell you, and we'll get this to be another show. Find out exactly what makes a man tick. Talk to your last husband, boyfriend. Just talk to him. In the process of you asking them, what really makes you, what did you, what are you looking for in a woman? What are you, and if they tell you don't know, don't believe. They know. They know what they're looking for. You might have not been what they were looking for. That's why they never asked you to marry. No one dates 2, 5, 10 years and 12 years and 13, 14 years and say they want to be married. So you got to put out there and tell them either get up the pot or get the hell off the pot and get on out of here. You want to date with intention. You want to be married. Let them know. If they say, well, I want to be married, but then they got to work doing it. If they show they're not work, you got to come back again. I don't think you want to do this. It's time for both of us to move on. Stay in order now. There's an order to this. Some people have gotten out of order. That's what fear come about. You choose somebody. You give them what they really were looking for. And then you end up in a situation with a life being born and you can't find them. If they want to marry you, they got to go through the process of marrying you before you decide to have a baby. You out of order when you do it different. Let's move forward. See, there's a lot of things that contribute to people's fear, including the environment, their upbringing, their past traumatic experience, I said that early, such as in your childhood or a previous relationship that wasn't healthy. See, what you have to do is go back and evaluate the characteristics and traits of a healthy relationship with that past relationship before you start moving on to another relationship. No one is excluded from this, no matter what gender you are. You need to go back and look and see, did I love myself? Was trust, honesty, communication. Then you look at your other C's, consistency, compromise, connection, conflict resolution. All these things you sit down and you ought to be able to chart and say, what's the pros and the cons? See, that's how you're going to be successful. Don't blame it on the other person. Being the victim is not going to get you where you need to be. You want to get rid of the fears, organize yourself, put the work in so you can be successful. Man and woman were not made to just live alone. We're made to live together. But I recommend marriage. Marriage is the beginning of family. God smiles when marriage occurs. So make sure you have a good vetting process to eliminate your fears. Go back and look at the traumatic experience in your life. Are you healed from them? Do you need to get counseling, therapy? Don't go and say, well, I'm through with it. Stay as long as you can, because there's always something different come up from time to time or year to year that you need to work on. Don't say to somebody, say 18 months, I'm done. You might not be ready after 18 months. It's not a time frame on the healing process. Always keep that in mind. See, we have to also remember sometimes the fear of divorce come into play. That fear that when you got married and you was committed and you saw marriage as what you wanted to do, but you had a fear that it may not work out. See, marriage ain't nothing that's going to be with the string music and everything will be perfect. It's a job where you have to commit yourself to it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. See, put that on what you need to bet about. Put down, I'm using this as part of my betting process because I want to be in a relationship and I want to be married. Date to marry, marry to date. We have to keep that in mind. Have the best betting process you can put together. Don't adjust your betting process for others because they have their own betting process. Let me keep that in mind. See, a lot of times individuals get jittery in the premarital state. That's why it's good to seek counsel. You can't counsel yourself. I'll tell you right now, I thought one time in one of my marriages, I could counsel myself. I don't need no counsel. And I knew it wasn't going to work. But I was so big of heart that I thought I could do it, and I knew I couldn't do it. So after that marriage ended, I decided I got to do something better than what I'm doing. So you have to make sure. See, because it's a natural process, but it's a big life milestone when you get married. And it brings about anxiety. Because you're nervous, you're feeling fear, your anxiety comes in. It's just so many things that happen. But you have to address your feelings and look for ways to handle your feelings. And getting cold feet is not it. Look for ways you can address your feelings when you have made that commitment to get married, because you do have things going on and experiences. And we want you to work hard. We want you to be a part of the show by typing in your comment. Let me know your thoughts on marriage and, relationship and marriage on life support. Why is it on life support? Take some time and do some research. In our community, what is the marital rate of Black Americans? In our community, what's the rate? If it's not alarming to you, then I tell you we got a challenge going on. It's alarming and should be alarming to know that about 80 years ago in the Black community, marital rate was up 80%. Now it's down to 30%. We can point the finger at one gender or the other gender. But I always tell people, when you choose that person, you should have a good vetting process. Don't choose someone and you know from the start it's not going to work, but a half a man is better than no man. You haven't heard that before. You haven't. I haven't heard people say it. So make sure you do that. As I say, you want to be a part of the show, call in. You can type in your comments, but you can call in 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll identify you with the last four digits of your cell. Actually locate the name. Chat with Dr. Lowe on the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show with no filters. Let's move forth on looking at what a relationship and what it looks like. See, a relationship is a connection, association, an involvement between two persons by blood or by marriage. It's also about an emotional connection between people. Give a shout out to Shocker Blue 5 joining us as well. So it's all about an emotional and other connections. I want you to keep in mind, I want you to really work on this if you feel like there's a weakness in the part of this, in your well-being. See, in a relationship, you must be mature in your well-being. Those well-beings are physical, mentally, emotionally, spiritual, and financial. Be mature. If you're mature in those well-being, you can be in a relationship and be successful, a healthy relationship. Because some people don't even understand what a relationship is. I just mentioned about blood or marriage. Family or relationships. Some people struggle in their families. Friendship is important too. Those things are ideal of a relationship. A marriage is a relationship. So what it looked like, and you got to ask yourself that, what do a relationship really look like? You must have a partner in a relationship that listens. I tell you, both genders, work on your listening skills if you want a relationship, a healthy relationship, and a committed relationship and a marriage. Work on your listening skills. It is not easy. Just like you practice everything else, practice on your listening skills because it's so important in a relationship. Your listening skill allows you to hear what your partner is saying. It doesn't matter how well you talk, how articulate you are. If you can't listen, you're going to have some challenges. Give a shout out to Felisa Lewis, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Shout out to Charlie's Angels. Thank you so much, nurse, for being a part of this. It's good to see you. Good to see your picture on here. Thank you so much for being a part of it. That's Charlie's Angel. Charlie Angel. A relationship is all about learning about healthy communication. And you have to do it now. You can't do it later. Healthy communication skills. That's what a relationship looks like. See, in a relationship, your partner should feel comfortable enough to talk about their feelings openly without fear to be read right or wrong. You have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to talk. You have to be able to listen. So that person that's dear to you, you want to be in a relationship, committed relationship, you got to be able to listen to them. We just talk about it. We're going to be a little bit more specific about communication. See, communication is the key. I just talked about keeping an open and healthy communication helps a relationship. You got to be able to listen better than you talk. If you talk all the time, you're not going to hear anything. If you run across someone like that, I don't care if you meet him in a spot or her in a spot, and she can't stop talking and you never get a word in, it's what? I'm telling you, make that probably your last night or last time eating up there because they're not going to change. They're already bringing that with them. And you know how important communication is. Don't say you can change that person because you can't change nobody but yourself. Give a shout out to Tracy, the agent. Thank you for joining us so much, Tracy, and being a part of this. You can't change those individuals. So if they come in constantly talking and not being able to listen, you never can't get a word in edgewise. I tell you right now, it's time to pack up because if you stay there, it's not going to change. So you should be able to express yourself. But if they're talking all the time, how are you going to express yourself? Not only when you're just happy, just anytime. You want to be able to express yourself when you're happy, sad, and mad. See, communication is all about a flow. Listen first, talk second. And everything will flow as sweet as possible. Remember, if you're in this relationship and there's things you don't like, you should be able to talk things out. You got to talk about by listening and understanding. See, you work on your listening skills so you'll be able to understand. So you listen, you can understand. It is not just your way or the highway. See, you want to be alone. So it's okay. Be alone. Buy you something that's going to keep you company. Because no one's going to sit in a situation where they can't talk and they don't have a good understanding. So communication is truly, truly important. See, when you're trying to develop your communication, it's a time for both of you to learn things. You'll learn about yourself if you open yourself up to listen. And hopefully whatever you learn inspires you with your partner to be successful and healthy. The next thing is be yourself. Don't go on in there like in every relationship, people will say this. When you first meet someone, you're pretty much meeting their representative. They're going to put on the greatest show in the world. They are. But as time moves on, as long as y'all continue to be together, you're going to begin to see that side that's been suppressed. See, you got a certain way you express yourself. You got a unique way you express yourself. And you have to work on the uniqueness if you want to be happy. So you got to be able to, when you're being yourself, you'll be able to be comfortable with your partner and be encouraged. These are the kind of things if you're looking for a healthy relationship. And this is what a healthy relationship looks like. The next thing is setting boundaries. It is important to set boundaries. Some of us have a challenge with that. See, you have to set boundaries because it's so important to a relationship. A couple should be able to talk about what they are comfortable with, how often they will see each other, and how far they want to get physical. See, you got to talk about this. Set boundaries, and you can have a healthy relationship, and you won't be so scared. Our title tonight, truly, relationship and marriage on life support. See, if you're scared, you're on life support. You're not going to be able to survive. But that means you need an aid to keep you going. And your request for that aid, it works for you, and sometimes it don't. Now, let's look at healthy relationships, because we're talking about we all wanted to be on life support because we want to have a healthy relationship. When you have a healthy relationship, it removes life support. You got a healthy marriage, it removes life support. See, a healthy relationship involves honesty, trust, respect, open communication between the partners, and then have the ability to compromise and put the effort in to make sure you're successful. We have partners, when they come together as going to be one, they're independent people before they get there. So there's a imbalance of power there. However, you can work on working together to make decisions, but you're going to have your own decision. You're going to work on shared decisions, not retaliation. A retribution. Your partner should have that fear. They should understand that we're going to do shared leadership. It has to be a leader because that's an order now by God. But you got to remember, you still got to work so you can have a healthy relationship. Run down a few other things I want to give a shout out to is we said trust, we said communication, but patience. Are you a patient person? Are you impatient? Empathy. Are you an empathy? Do you have empathy for others? affection and interest. Affection play a major role in that. I'm telling you, people don't think affection is needed in a relationship, a healthy relationship. Affection is needed. You can end up ending your marriage and your relationship when you're not affectionate toward the other person. And they're not affectionate toward you as well. Flexibility is so important. We got to be able to be flexible. You have to appreciate one another. Say some good things about your mate to them, your partner, your spouse. You have to leave room to grow. See, in your relationship, you're going to go. You can't do everything in the first 50 days, 60 days, first year, five. You got to leave room to grow. And you have to allow that to happen. And if you want a strong relationship in a marriage, these are some components that you need to make sure you work on. Intimacy. Understand what is intimacy. It is not always sex. And I want you to define it for yourself so you'll know how it can be used in a healthy relationship. Commitment. When said that, it's important. Marriage is a lifelong commitment. In the eyes of God, he's overseeing, he's watching you. Make that commitment. Communication, we've said that many times. It's important that if you want a strong relationship in a marriage, you got to be able to have open, effective communication, honesty, and trust. Those things are so important to a component. These are key components of a strong relationship and a marriage. And let's remember the four pillars. There are some pillars of a strong marriage. Because we're talking about marriage now. Faithfulness, commitment, and reliability are the four pillars. Safety, faithfulness, commitment, and reliability are the four pillars of trust every marriage needs. See, a marriage thrives when both partners feel safe and secure. That's when a marriage thrives. If you're not safe, not feeling safe, it's not going to thrive. You have to work on. Give a shout out to, I'm going to say, this is Team Chamaria Allen. Thank you for joining us. Give a shout out to you. Counsel that. Just going to give her a wave. Thank you so much, Chamaria Allen. Thank you for being a part of it. So just remember those four pillars of a strong marriage. You need to work on them. Person got to feel safe. Safety is important. Faithfulness is important. Commitment and reliability. Earlier, Dr. Everett typed on, these guys want more than one person. That means it can't be faithful. It's like you can't serve more than one God. If you want to have men and women, let the discussion go from the beginning. I'm not interested in being married. I'm not interested in being in a committed relationship. I just want a situation shift. Let that person make that decision. Don't force it on a person. Be straightforward. As Minister Denise said, be straightforward. I'm in a relationship to get married. And I can't get married if everybody I'm running across is in a thought process of situationship. God's going to bless you with the person that have the same thought process of marriage as you are, that you have. Just keep that in mind. And the last thing is the warning sign that a marriage is on life support. These are some signs. Lack of sexual intimacy. Frequently feeling angry with your spouse. Dreading spending a long time together. Lack of respect. Lack of trust. Disliking your spouse. vision of the future that do not include your spouse. Those are some things, a warning sign. And the best way and strategy is to kind of attack those warning signs. Communication, communication, communication. Communication, communication, communicate. Communicate, communicate, communicate. That helps you solve marriage problems. We'll give a shout out to Gina Robinson Bates. She types in there, "Hello, my good brother from Owning My Own Truth in Atlanta." My sister is Tina Robinson. She's out in Oakland, California, Owning My Own Truth. Both of them co-founders of that, and they serve from the West Coast to the East Coast. Thank you so much, Gina, for taking time to be a part of it. Recognize, we're talking about now strategies to help your solve your marriage problem. Recognize when you're in gridlock. You need to know when you gridlock. That means that somebody got to take a step back. You can't keep bumping heads. You got to go, okay, let's talk about it. Let's see how we can come with a compromise. Maybe sometimes it's agree to disagree, but still we keep respect for one another. Express yourself constructively. Don't get to screaming, hollering, going crazy, going all over the place. Express yourself in a constructive manner. Break the curse of familiarity. If you're so used to things going that way, sometimes you have to break that curse and do something a little different. Make decisions together. Acknowledge your spouse's feelings. You got to acknowledge those feelings. Understand that it's not a competition. If you're in competition with your spouse, you have a problem. You can't stop it if you continue to be bumping heads, gridlock. Keep a positive attitude. It's the last thing I'm going to share with you. It's been awesome coming for you tonight. We went over the time about 3 minutes. God has blessed us. And we look forward to coming back in here on Friday. And it's going to be a happy hour. We call it the Happy Hour Podcast. We're going to sit up and we're going to talk about some things. We're going to let you enjoy yourself, get whatever beverage you want. And we're going to sit down and we're going to just talk about today's issues. We're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about relationship. All of these things we're going to talk about. Can we get it off life support? I just gave you some suggestions of what we're going to talk about, each one of them. How it relates, what it looked like. That's what we're going to focus on Friday. And that time, if I remember, it's 5 o'clock. Central Standard Time, that's a p.m. 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 o'clock on the West Coast. It's been awesome. God has blessed us. One more thing. Each and every one of y'all, get your name in along with a means of transaction. We work with four of them. That's Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. If you're friends on Facebook, just DM me to let me know what your name is and your Cash App, a means of transaction. It could be Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle. And I'll make sure I put you in the raffle that's coming up for the trip to Orlando. Right now, I'm working with my sponsors to be 4 days and 3 nights, but we might be able to extend it a little longer. We'll take care of the hotel stay. We'll take care of your travels there. So we truly, truly thank you for being a part of this tonight. God has blessed us one more time. Hopefully we share something that kind of just let you think about. And truly, we want to, again, give a shout-out to our three newest countries. That's Australia, Greece, and Pakistan, joining our list from 33 to now 36 countries of listeners and watchers. See, God is good. from one show in 2017 to 11 shows in 2023. He's awesome. I give him the highest praise. That's what I always tell you as we close out. I truly love you. I love you. And it's from my heart. See, without you all, it will be no need for us to come on. Thank you for taking time and joining us. Because I truly love you. I truly love you from my heart. And I want you to truly believe that God has an answer with your struggles in a relationship. He will. Just turn it over to him. He's too good. See, he's excited. He's truly excited. And people don't believe that. He's excited when people are at peace. People have joy. And people have love. God is just, he's doing more than most to make sure you'll be all right. That's why I trust in him. And that's what I truly believe. See, we got to know what love is and what love does. Once we can have that understanding, you can truly, truly have a healthy relationship. You truly can move forward, be married and happily married. God is good. All the time, he's truly good. So as we close out, and I want you to take heed to this song. See, you vet these people to see if they want to marry, date to marry, marry today. So you won't have to be alone because we're not made to be alone. Have an awesome rest of the evening. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag make it do what it do. Keep on grinding. Communicate for understanding. It's a mindset. We got this. Truly, God is blessing us. And as we close out, we do not own the rights to the song. So we want to play this, close the show out tonight.
Night.